morning, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills, Illinois. We're about to start second round hockey playoff action in the USPHL Midwestern Division, Western Conference, second round playoff. First game between the Dells Ducks and the Chicago Cougars. Hello, everyone. This is Eric Willowhite. Thanks for stopping by on sportstownchicago.com for today's broadcast, tonight's broadcast, for the Dells Ducks taking on the Chicago Cougars in second-round playoff action, Western Conference in the Midwest Division of the USPHL. Both teams are being announced on the ice by the public address announcer. Let's review how we got here. For the Dells Ducks, their series went to three games. And the Ducks wound up beating the Illiana Blackbirds 2-1. And that game went to overtime. And the Dells Ducks won game three in overtime on home ice to advance to the second round. The Chicago Cougars defeated the Steele County Blades 2-0 to advance to the second round. That's how both teams got here to round two. As far as head-to-head matchups during the season, the Cougars won the head-to-head 4-3. Very tight games, very back and forth. Back in September, the Cougars won 5-1 and 7-2. That was back on September 18th and 19th up at the Dells Ducks. On home ice, the Cougars lost 4-1 and 5-2 back at the end of October. December 4th and 5th, both teams split 3-2, then 3-2 on December 4th and 5th. And then the last game, the Cougars won 3-2 on January 15th to take the season series 4-3. But obviously, these two teams know each other very well, having played 7 games together. And the public address announcer just going through pregame announcements and announcing the parents of Matt Olson in attendance tonight. Both teams during pregame skate wore Matt Olson jerseys during the warmups. Dells Ducks and the Chicago Cougars. So a very emotional moment here for the Olson family.
For all of us, to say a few words, a few prayers to ourselves, and a blessing for Matt in a moment of silence, please. Thank you very much. I hope you can just stand and remove your caps to the moment of the national anthem.
National anthem has been completed, and we're just about ready for first period puck drop. Want to update everyone on the other game taking place in the Midwestern Division Western Conference. The Forest Lake Lakers are already up 1-0 against the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings going into the third period. 10 minutes left in the third period. Tonight's game is tied 1-1 in the third period. If Forest Lake wins that game, then they'll advance to Massachusetts. Cougars looking to do the same, although this is game one for the Cougars. So just about ready for first period puck drop. On the season, as far as placement, Cougars took second and the Dells Duck took third, respectively, in the Western Conference. Ducks held the lead in the conference for most of the year. Cougars overtook them, and then the Lakers overtook the Cougars on the last game of the season. And we're underway here in the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills, Illinois. Cougars with possession inside their own zone along the near boards, chipped out center. Matt Lemanski, far boards, loses the puck. And retreating into his own zone, coming over the zone is Sullivan. Sullivan skating in. Now the Ducks coming the other way, chipping it towards the slot, gets kicked out to center ice where Lemanski will pick it up for the Cougars. Far circle shot that goes wide. And puck goes the other way. Jared Young in goal for the Dells Ducks. For the Cougars, Jesse Heis minding net this evening. Cougars in their home white, they'll be going left to right. And the Dells Ducks in their road black uniforms with white trim and silver, sort of LA Kings-ish. Faceoff coming down inside the Dells Ducks zone. This faceoff will be to the left of Jared Young. Along the near right wing circle, Gavin Nickerson to take the draw for the Cougars. And the Ducks win the draw. On the near boards, digging it out, throwing it towards the net was Nickerson. That just goes wide to the right, goes into the far boards, gets chipped out the center ice. It's going to go on net. Heis will have to play it, and he leaves it for Palermo. Palermo chips it off the glass over to center ice. Nickerson. And Palermo follows his own pass, goes all the way into the zone, and the Dells Ducks is going to go over to the far corner, where that's going to be played by Artem Nekrasov for the Ducks. Throws it over to the near boards. Puck comes loose and coming out with it, skating forward, is Lucas Smith. He'll chip it into the Cougar zone, and the Dells Ducks make a wholesale change. Puck stolen away in the slot. Bertrami's pass was intercepted by the Ducks, fired in the slot, and the puck went aside. Now Hauk, center ice. Over to Van Dyke for the Cougars. Tried to feed Zatera, and picking up the puck and skating in with it is Butera. Butera throws it into the zone. Now the puck behind Jared Young's net inside the Dells Ducks zone. Cougars digging out the puck. Lonberg throws it over to the far boards, and Hauk will keep it in over there. Chip shot and a glove save. Nifty glove save there by Jared Young. With Sammy Zatera right on his doorstep, Jared Young comes up with a glove save and gives up no rebound. Face off to the right of Young. 17:39 to go. No score here in the first period. Cougars win the draw. Schiffman throws it over to the far boards. And we have a three-man battle along the boards there. Puck finally comes loose. Cougars able to chip it behind the Dells Ducks net. Chasing after and shoveling it forward for the Ducks is Johan King. Now skating out with it. Kling fires the puck into the far corner. And the Cougars will chase after it. Not out. Smith keeps it in for the Ducks temporarily. Then the puck gets jettisoned out the center ice. Murphy will pick it up for the Ducks, and he'll ring it back in behind the net. Jesse Heis will leave it. Mike Sullivan will pick up the puck. Sullivan inside his own zone at the blue line. Chips it forward to Lonberg. Lonberg looking to make an entry pass there. That was intercepted. Pass to Litmanski was intercepted by the Ducks and thrown back inside the Chicago zone. At the point, Roquette fires a shot, looking for a deflection, unable to connect for the Ducks. Schiffman will chase after it behind his own net into the near corner, left wing corner. He gets bumped off the play. And now Sullivan will pick it up in the far corner. Sullivan knocked off the puck. Ducks doing a good job of hemming the Cougars inside their zone right now. Cougars looking for an exit, finally do. Mike Watson dumps it in to the Ducks zone as the Cougars go off for wholesale line change. Ducks behind their own net, skating forward, bringing it out. It's Alex Radcliffe. Does a loft pass up the center ice, trying to make a connection. Centering attempt, comes over to the far boards. Kept in by Mickelson. Over along to the far boards. Puck comes loose, center ice. Nickerson skating after it. He gets possession, but the Cougars are currently offside. Cody Rayback had to touch back up and come on over. Otherwise, that would have been an offside call on the Cougars. Skating up with it and shoveling it in is Vela for the Ducks, and he'll go off for a change. Heiss leaves it behind his net, and that was almost kicked into the own net. Heiss was unaware that there was a Ducks defender right behind him, and the puck kicked out in front of the net and almost was accidentally kicked in to the Cougars' net. Cougars looking to clear. Palermo in the far corner. Ducks dig it out of there. Comes over to the far point. Shot! Goes into the near corner boards, keeping it at the point. Is Markusov. Markusov throws it on net. Palermo intercepts that. And Dagnall will chip it to center ice. And that allows the Cougars to regroup. Also get a line change. Play inside the Duck zone. Puck chip to center ice. Bertrami, centering pass ahead, looking for Schwartz. And he was knocked off the puck. Ducks take possession inside their own zone, chip it to center ice. Pass connection missed, and that's going to go for an icing call against the Ducks. The faceoff will come down inside the Dells Ducks zone with 14:31 to play. We still have no score in game one of this playoff matchup between the Dells Ducks and the Chicago Cougars. Thanks for joining us on SportstownChicago.com for Cougars hockey. Face off inside the Ducks zone. Ducks eventually able to take possession. They chip it into the penalty box. And the faceoff's going to come back down inside the Dells Ducks zone to the right of goaltender Jared Young. Shots on goal in the early going, at least recorded on the board. Two for the Cougars. No shots on net for the Ducks. Man taken down at center ice. No call. Cougars looking to clear, and they do. Now the puck winged back into the Cougars zone behind the net. That's left for Matt Letmanski. He's immediately hit off the puck, but the Cougars take possession. Henry Laukkanen. Laukkanen inside his own zone. Jesse Heiss will hold on to it. And there's going to be a faceoff now inside the Cougar zone. 13:55 to play, no score. This faceoff will be to the right of Jesse Heiss in the left wing corner. Van Dyke wins the draw for the Cougars. Sullivan chases. Brings it over to the far corner. Schiffman. Coming in on net and having his, I thought his stick broke there. And the shot for the Dells Ducks, it did not. Escaping from the zone, Van Dyke. He's going to feed it to Hunter Schiffman. Schiffman, center ice, far boards. Rings it around to the near boards where Sammy Zatero will pick up for the Cougars. He'll go behind the Dells Duck net. Van Dyke, far board, battle. Trying to keep it inside the Dells Duck zone. Ducks gain possession, and they finally exit their zone. Van Dyke steals the puck back for the Cougars, goes into the Cougars zone in the far corner. Schiffman rings it off the glass. Butero ring it into center ice neutral zone, and the Ducks turn around and flip it back. Schiffman at his own blue line at center ice. Chips it forward, making a connection for Zatera. That goes awry. However, picked up in the slot by the Ducks. And Sullivan will gain possession at center ice for the Cougars. Throws it over to Sammy Zatera, who chips it into the Dells Duck zone to Gavin Nickerson. Nickerson with a turnaround shot. Jared Yod makes the save, steers it into the right wing corner. Nickerson along the far boards. He's got Hauk at the near point. Hauk loses possession temporarily. Puck is loose along the near boards. Four-man battle. Still battling. Now we have five players. Now it's finally broken up. The Ducks come out of it. Sent back down into the Cougar zone. This is going to be an icing call with 12:18 to play. Still no score. And folks, stay with us tomorrow on SportstownChicago.com. We're going to have game two between the Ducks and the Cougars. That's going to take place at 7:30 p.m. Central Time here on SportstownChicago.com. That game also going to be taking place here at the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills. Puck ring around the Ducks net into the far corner. Lautenberg Tried to get it over to the far point to Palermo. It jumped outside the zone. Cougars will have to retreat. Now the play coming out into the Dells Duck zone. Between the legs pass over to Watson. That was intercepted by the Dells Ducks. Cougars looking to clear and put it back in. Well, in the early going, most of the pressure has been inside the Dells Ducks zone, although from a shot perspective, it's not like there's been quality or domination. It's just that puck possession has favored the Cougars here in the early going. Coming over center ice, Letmanski, who put on a show with a hat trick last week during the final game, looking to do more creativity. Puck comes loose, center ice, Schiffman has it for the Cougars, gets it over to Peters, now to Sullivan. Sullivan over center ice, inside the Ducks zone, looking to get around a man, but the puck rolled off his stick and goes into the far corner, near corner. Battle ensues. Ducks come out with it. Chipping it ahead, and a heavy hit by Hunter Schiffman. And knocking to the ice, number 18, Munnelly. He's feeling the effects of that hit. And now we have a stoppage of play. Puck came out of the zone. We're going to have a faceoff. Now it looks like the faceoff is going to take place at center ice. Big hit by Hunter Schiffman. Van Dyke on the draw for the Cougars. And Mowry for the Ducks. Cougars win the draw. Butera lost the puck behind the Ducks net where Van Dyke will chase. Swinging around, Butera with a wraparound shot, and that was intercepted. Butera battling, gets it over to the far point. Palermo rings it on net and deflected over the net into the near corner. Zatera, along with Van Dyke. Four-man battle in the near corner. Puck is still up for grabs, now finally jutting loose and picking up the puck for the Dells Ducks, shoveling it forward. Is Lucas Smith. Smith gets it out to center ice for the Ducks. And he'll chip it inside the zone. Cougars looking to come out with it. Sammy Zatera along the near half boards. Knocked inside the Dells Ducks zone. Skating after it now, Palermo. Van Dyke keeps it in at the point temporarily. Then it's knocked out. Williams coming in for the Ducks. He's got a man with him. His shot whistles wide. Thrown back on net. And that knocked down by the Cougars defense, Schiffman. Puck still not out inside the Cougars zone. Palermo rings it to Schiffman. Schiffman, near corner. Centers it ahead. Puck coming in play now, Watson. Watson carries it over the blue line, throws it into the far corner inside the Ducks zone. Cougars looking to sustain pressure, but the Ducks clear. And skating forward and bringing it into the zone is Felix Conrads. Conrads dumps it into the Cougar zone, and a big hit by the captain, Watson, on Riley Beal. Sort of incidental collision, but Beal got the worst of that one. Ducks inside their own zone, tried to clear, not out. Sullivan knocked the puck down. Now the puck along the near boards inside the Dells Ducks zone. Coming out with it, Dagnall. One-handed backhand attempt. That goes behind the net. Cougars looking to center. Lonberg, far corner. Far boards now. He has help at the point. He circles around and fires. Puck is loose. And finally, whistle sounds. Stoppage of play. Give me a faceoff inside the Ducks zone. 8:29 to play. No score. So good end-to-end action there. The last couple shifts, both for the Ducks and then for the Cougars. Cougars with a little more sustained pressure at that point, but unable to put anything past Jared Young. Faceoff is going to come outside the Dells Ducks zone in front of the Ducks bench along the far boards. Nickerson to take the draw, and he's going to be facing Christian Vella, captain for the Ducks. Bertrami throws it in on net. Stick the side by Young into the far corner where Dagnall will chase it for the Cougars. And the puck's stolen away, flipped up into the air, almost hit the ceiling, and it comes down to Vella. Vella for the Ducks. Throws it to the far boards inside his own zone. They're looking to clear. Unable to. Young has to steer it into the near far corner for the Ducks, and skating with it out is Austin Johnson. Johnson. Now he's come along the near boards, dumps it behind the Cougars' net. Jesse Heist plays it, rings it around to the far boards. Gavin Nickerson looking to clear, unable to. Now Nickerson takes control, flips it outside the blue line up the center ice. Ducks will have to regroup. Cougars go off for a line change. Henry Lockin in behind his own net. Flips it off the near boards to center ice. Ducks flip it back into the Cougar zone, where Hauk will take it. Looking for a feed to Zatera. That was interrupted by the Ducks. Zatera, near boards inside the Ducks zone. Puck stolen away on a nice defensive play by John Restball for the Ducks. Ducks dump it into the Cougar zone. Palermo will pick it up behind his own net. Zatera along the near boards gets it out to Palermo. Palermo skating in. Near circle shot, sticked into the corner by Jared Young. That goes up into the netting, and we're going to have a faceoff. 6:57 to play, no score. Shots on goal now 7-1 in favor of the Cougars. So good offensive effort, although not getting grade A chances, I would say, the Cougars. A lot of the things that they're doing, they're getting steered over on the outside. Ducks doing a good job of keeping the Cougars out of the slot area. And Jared Young doing a good job from a goaltending standpoint to hold his own and redirect any rebound attempts or hold on for a freeze when it's necessary. Ducks freeze the puck, and the faceoff's going to come back inside the Dells Ducks zone with 6:37 to play. Faceoff to the right of Jared Young. Mike Watson now on the draw for the Cougars. Ducks win the draw. Behind his own net and shoveling it forward, Lucas Smith all the way down into the Duck Cougar zone where Jesse Heist plays it. Far boards. Ducks looking to hem the Cougars into the zone along the far boards. Puck comes out. However, Watson skating forward. He loses control, and Smith takes it for the Ducks, and he throws it into the Cougar zone where Sullivan will chase, and he's knocked off the puck along the far boards. Watson takes it at center ice. He's got Lundberg on the right wing coming in. Right wing circle. Backhander. And a nice glove save by Jared Young. That's the second nifty glove save that Young has flashed here in this first period, denying Lundberg on the nice individual effort. Centering pass from Watson to Lundberg. Lundberg speeding over the right wing line. Right wing circle. Throwing a backhander on Young. Young snaps it and holds on. 6:13 to go. No score. Puck along the far boards. Skating with it for the Ducks is Riley Beal. Beal chips it out to center ice. Well, Hauk will take it for the Cougars. And dumped into the Duck zone by Palermo, but the puck gets shoveled back out by the Ducks. And Palermo shovels it back into the Duck zone. And the Ducks will chase. Far corner battle. Kropp looking to dig it out. He does. Behind the net. Now in the near corner. Gets it to the near point. Escapes the point, however, and Hauk will have to retreat to center ice. Peters looking to feed it into the zone. Unable to. And the Ducks look to clear. However, it hit the rafter. And the faceoff is going to come outside the zone. It's actually going to take place at center ice on that errant clearing attempt by the Ducks player. Faceoff will take place with 5:27 to go. No score. On the draw. Laukkanen dumps it behind the Ducks' net. Young will leave it there for his forward. Along the far boards now. Puck comes out from the blue line into the Cougar zone. Skating after it is Bertrami. Bertrami shoveling it ahead. He was about to exit the zone. He missed the connection on that pass from Gavin Nickerson. Now Nickerson will take control in the near corner. Ducks hemming the Cougars into the zone along the near boards inside the Cougar zone. Bertrami digs it out, and he'll go behind the net, look to regroup. Far board battle. Dagnall can't get it out. Now Bertrami regains possession. Puck up to Brendan Cody Rayback. Now Hepburn centering it for the Ducks. Puck is loose. Nickerson comes out with it. This is a two-on-two. Nickerson, left wing shot, lifts it over the head of Jared Young, goes into the near corner inside the Ducks zone. Ducks take possession, shoveling it ahead. Peterson on the near boards. Murkusov throws it back into the zone for the Ducks, and Peterson will chase after it. On the near corner, bumped Sullivan off the play. Sullivan skating over the left wing blue line. Centering attempt, that was a tip. Nifty a tip by Sammy Zatera. He also had Cody Rayback with him on the right wing side. Puck gets shoveled out into the Cougar zone. Chasing after it is Hunter Schiffman, and he's being pressured by James Williams. Now the puck comes loose over Heiss's head into the near corner inside the Cougar zone. Van Dyke will give chase. Out at the point, shot, save. Kicked out, rebound. Butera picks it up, and he'll flip it off the glass. This should be an icing call against the Cougars, and it is. So Cougars relieving some of the pressure that the Ducks put on in that most recent shift. 3:09 to go. No score here in the first period of game one between the Cougars and the Dells Ducks. Face off inside the Cougar zone to the left of Heiss. Sullivan will take the draw. Felix Conrads. Now Sullivan was going to take the draw, and Van Dyke got back in. Skating forward. Now Butera. Partial breakaway. Stick and save. Excellent save there by Jared Young, but the net is off its moorings. Referees finally stop play. Initially, they were going to try and fix it with play in motion, but unable to. The other referee blew it dead. Cougars looking for a penalty. No penalty called. Now they're discussing it over with the referees. All right, I'll let them know. Said the feed's not working. Faceoff's going to come outside. The Dells Ducks zone. Along the far boards in front of the Dells Ducks bench. Cougars win the draw. Hauk over to Palermo. Palermo, center ice, skating in. Leaves it for Watson. Watson chasing after it for the Cougars. Then Letmanski. Now Palermo. Ducks clear it out and chasing after it now. Touch it up. Is Hauk. Hauk has it for the Cougars. Center ice pass to Lundberg. Lundberg carries it over the blue line along the near boards inside the Duck zone. He gets rubbed off the play, and that's going to be a penalty. I believe this will be our first penalty. No, maybe not. All right, I did not see the call, but the could be a hand pass. Faceoff's coming outside the Dells Ducks zone. Ducks win the draw. 2:15 to play. No score. First period action. Cougars versus the Ducks. Second round playoff matchup. Schiffman carried it over the left wing blue line, but the Cougars were offsides. And the faceoff will come outside the Dells Ducks zone. Nickerson on the draw. Again, face-off in front of the Dells Ducks bench just outside their blue line. Cougars win the draw but lose possession. Ducks shovel it at the center ice. Sullivan has it. Flips it to Nickerson. Skating with it now is Rayback. Tried to get a shot through. That was deflected in the corner by the Ducks. And they looked a clear fan on it, however. Rabeck will chase. Puck gets deflected into the netting behind goalie Jared Young for the Ducks. So we're going to have another faceoff. Let's see if this is inside or outside the zone. Looks like it's staying inside the Dells Ducks zone. Touched by a Ducks player. Faceoff's going to be to the left of Jared Young. Minute 44 to play, no score. Sammy Zatera in the draw for the Cougars. Cougars look to gain possession. Puck shoveled to the far corner where Van Dyke will pick it. He'll throw it towards the net, and Young had to play it. Kept in at the near point by Palermo, ringing around the net and into the far corner, chasing after it, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, he gets bumped off the puck, and it's knocked outside the zone, brought in back into the zone. Offsides, however, were the Cougars. So now the faceoff will come outside the Ducks zone, again in front of the Dells Duck bench. Minute 19 to play. Ducks take possession of the draw. Ring the puck inside the Cougar zone. Chasing after it for the Ducks is David Kaplan. Kaplan along the far boards inside the Cougar zone. Puck stolen away by the Cougars and shoveled out the center ice by Hauk. Now dumped back into the Cougar zone, and Kaplan will give chase again. Jesse Heiss leaves it for Palermo. Puck stolen away. Palermo's pass stolen away, but the Cougars come out with it. Moving forward, Matt Lemanski. He loses possession just for the blue line. Now he gains entry, fires a shot, and another glove save for Jared Young. I think one thing's proven for sure in this first period, the glove side for Jared Young is very strong, and he continues to make saves on that side. Cougars might have to look for another angle to get it by Young, or better yet, they're going to need to get some net front presence and some traffic to take Young off his game. A lot of the shots Cougars have been getting have been uncontested, of the uncontested variety, meaning there hasn't really been that much net front presence on the shots that he's seeing. Shots are lopsided in favor of the Cougars, 11-1, but there's no score. Ducks in their own zone, ring at the center ice. Puck knocked back into the Duck zone where Matt Lemanski will throw it back in and chase after it along the far boards in front of the Ducks bench. Litmanski comes out with it, tried to tip it to Sullivan, and it was intercepted by the Ducks. Now Schiffman will skate back with it, get it out to center ice. Tried to feed Litmanski, it went wide into the near corner. 5 seconds, 4 seconds left in the first period. Time's going to run out here for both teams. And it does. So after one period of play here in the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills, Illinois, the Cougars and the Dells Ducks are all knotted up, no score. Shots on goal in the first period, 11 for the Cougars and 1 for the Dells Ducks. So we're going to take a timeout here, and we'll be back with second period action in a little bit.